This woman ain't got nothing in it but corn, but me in it. Let me see corn dog. Can I hear her dog? Because I knew there's some that I made with corn dogs and I didn't know.
What about these round things that people make? Sometimes they have onions in them, like eating with fish.
Is that called corn dogs? Them they're called fresh puppies.
That's what I was thinking about. Right.
Them fresh puppies.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
What about Johnny Cake? You ever heard of that?
I heard of it, but I ain't never paid no attention to it. I looked at it in a recipe book, Johnny Cake. But how they made it?
I don't know. I just heard the word. I'm trying to find out what it is.
I don't know either.
Okay. What would you call bread that you buy at the store? You know, not homemade bread, but...
Light bread.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard people say store-bought bread?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
How would they say that?
I can tell you how it's made. I had some cornbread in there one day. One of the boys come to me and said, Mom, I want a piece of bread. I said, look in there and get your piece of bread. He said, I don't want that bread, I want some store-bought bread.
didn't want any homemade.
He didn't want that, he wanted his store-bought bread.
Did you ever, well, these things, people like to eat them for breakfast. You make up your batter and you cook them 4 or 5 at a time.
Pancakes?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You like those?
I like them fine.
Ever heard people call anything else around here?
Flapjack.
Flapjack, yeah.
Flitters.
Flitters. Is that the same thing?
Uh-huh. You know, that's where it comes from. Old people back then used to always call them, put me some flitters for my bed. That's where flitters came from.
That's it. Do you ever make these things at home? You made up your batter and you fried them in deep fat so they had a hole in the middle?
Donuts.
What?
Donuts.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Do you ever make them very often? Or?
No. Since I've been like I am now, I don't eat too much of grease and stuff like that. I don't feel it, so it'll take a lot of grease to go in there. Get the beef kind of grease and sprinkle sugar on them or glaze them or something like that. So I kind of be careful what I eat tonight. I lost my leg with diabetes.
Hmm. Sorry to hear that.
And that's how I
come
back.
Did that happen recently?
8 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's unpaid because it's 8 years, 15 of this month. It was 8 years ago. My lady got paid.
Sorry to hear. What about when you're making homemade bread, what do you use to get it to rise?
Baking powder.
Is there anything else to do?
You can use yeast. You can make it that.
What do you, when you fix yourself breakfast, what do you usually like to eat mostly?
When I fix my breakfast? Oh, I usually like bacon and a toast. And that's about all I eat for breakfast. Since I've been a diabetic and don't eat nothing much, I just eat that toast and piece of bacon, or toast and egg, and drink a cup of tea. I can't stand milk too much. And that's about my eating.
Yes, ma'am. What are some different ways of fixing eggs that you know about?
I know I'm the one way to do it. Boil them.
Boil.
Fry. And put it sunny side up, whatever you call it.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the only ways I know about food to eat.
You ever heard of just cracking them and dropping them into water and letting them cook that way?
That perch. That's a perch. Mm-hmm. I have fixed them like that. You have to have your water boiling, though. It's
right.
Going everywhere.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever like to eat this kind of meat for breakfast? It's kind of hot. Some people...
Sausage.
Yes, ma'am.